أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في ذلك لآية لمن خاف عذاب الآخرة ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس وذلك يوم مشهود وما نؤخره إلا لأجل معدود يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه فمنهم شقي وسعيد. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 103, 104 and 105 of Surah Hud. After discussing the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, their reaction to the messages of the various Anbiya, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the akhadh, that is the seizing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the creator of man. Allah ta'ala gives man life and Allah ta'ala takes away that life. Allah ta'ala can take away lives of communities, of entire nations. That is in the qudrat and in the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. All of that Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Certainly in that is a great sign. Who is the sign for? Allah ta'ala says, لِمَنْ خَافَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. For that person who has the fear of the azab of the akhirah. First of all, the person believes in akhirah. The person realizes the might and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All that we see that is happening around us, it is clear that the oppressors do not have any faith in Allah. They do not have any iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They have no heart, they have no consciousness. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is drawing our hearts towards. That have this knowledge, have this iman, have this yaqeen, that everything is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And above all, this life is a journey, and we are all going to complete the journey of dunya with maut, and then we are all going to stand in front of Allah. And that is the concern that we should have, the azab of the hereafter. What is that going to be? Then obviously there will be obedience to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala gives two descriptions about the day of Qiyamah in this ayah. ذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ. That is the day of majmu'. That is the day of gathering. There is going to be nobody, not a single soul that will be absent on the day of Qiyamah. Every soul will be brought together. لَهُنْ nas, for the whole of mankind. From Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam right till the end of mankind, there is going to be no individual that will escape the day of Qiyamah. وَذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. And that is the day that everybody will be presented, and everybody will be present in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So one is people will be gathered, there will be no escape, and everyone will be brought onto the mahshar, onto the day to give accountability in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the one very, very important aspect. If we get this right, then inshallah our lives will be corrected in this world, insofar as our deeds are concerned, insofar as our iman is concerned, insofar as our taqwa in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, and of course our akhlaq and our dealings are concerned. وَمَا نُؤَخِّرُهُ إِلَّا لِأَجَلٍ مَعْدُودٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives man an idea that sometimes we may feel that Qiyamah hasn't come. So many thousands of years has passed and Qiyamah hasn't come. And sometimes it may think, a person may feel, a person that does not have iman, that there is no such thing as Qiyamah. The others that believe that if Qiyamah does come, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. But there is this feeling sometimes and this forgetfulness in our hearts that there is no Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have not delayed the day of Qiyamah, but for the appointed time, that is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat, when is it going to take place? One very brief description in the next ayat about this day of Qiyamah. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. When the day of Qiyamah comes, no soul will be able to speak but with the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this world, people will say what they want to say, they will speak the way they want to speak, and on that day, standing in front of Allah, the majesty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the greatness, the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat, will not allow a person to speak but by the permission of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There will be those that will want to make excuses in the courts of Allah. They will not be able to make that excuses. That will be at the initial time when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala resurrects man and Allah Ta'ala gathers man on the day of Qiyamah. Then of course the accountability will begin and then man will be questioned. Then you will have to answer. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ. There are going to be only two groups on the day of Qiyamah. One group Allah Ta'ala describes in this ayah, Shaqi, Allah Ta'ala safeguard us from that. That is the wretched, those who will be unfortunate, those who went against the commandments of Allah, those who fought Allah Ta'ala, those who opposed the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, those who found faults with the deen of Allah, and of course the second is Sa'id, those who will be fortunate. In other words, those who will be gifted by Allah, those who will be rewarded by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst the Sa'id. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.